together.
How was the night last night? And obviously, how was the skate this morning on anticipation here?
It was good. Well, I knew Paul told me I was in yesterday, so I kind of just celebrated with the family a little bit, had a nice meal, and went home and went back to the hotel and went to bed.
Yeah. Are you trying to take this day in stride, or how do you manage the nerves and the excitement?
Yeah, I mean, just soak it all in. Don't try to fight anything. Just go about your day the way you normally would, and obviously not as normal as a regular day, but just try to take it as normally as possible.
Can you put a handle on how many people might be here? Like somebody was saying, there might be 100 people. There's a lot more than know you in the building, but how many do you have coming?
Probably 50 or 60, so I probably know a lot more people that are coming, but should be good.
I know you're focused just on the game, but have you thought of what's going to be going through your mind during the anthem as you get ready for that first shift and things like that? Or
yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be just once again, soak it all in. That's all Paul said. Anything to the anthem, to warm-ups, to the first puck drop, just soak it all in and, you know, have a good time with it.
Do you think it's helping you in your NHL debut to be in an arena that you know very well?
Yeah, for sure. Being familiar with the arena, I know the Leo, the anthem singer, and obviously seeing a few games here and just being familiar with it definitely will be cool. But you know, also growing up in the arena, it's gonna bring it back probably a little bit more emotion, even more. So, just I think a mixture of both.
There've been several kids from Columbus that have played in the NHL. You're the first to be born in Columbus, raised in Columbus, to make it. What does that mean to you? Where do you put that on your list of accomplishments?
Yeah, really, really high. Not only just for me and my family, but for the whole city. And, you know, I know a lot of kids that I talk to in the program, in the AAA program, kind of ask me questions and, you know, even kind of look up to me. So being able to do this, it's a good kind of just something that I can see. So. Yeah.
And the Crawleys are going to be here, the Sherwoods, like the whole community's turning out tonight. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so, well, it's not too far away, so.
Yeah.
Did you hear from some of your old coaches, too, yesterday or in the last couple days?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Pazzi obviously told me, wish me good luck, and he says, you're ready. And, you know, my old coach from the U.S. program was texting for a little bit, and all the AAA coaches that I had are probably all going to be here, so they all kind of wish me good luck. They know it's going to be a crazy day, and I got a lot of texts, so they kind of just left it alone.
I was gonna say, what does it mean to have those people be able to share that with you as well?
Yeah, really, it means a ton for them to be here and for them to support me like they've been doing for the past, whatever it's been, 15 years. It's been really nice.
What's it going to be like to be on the other side of the cannon? After being, you know, listening to the cannon scoring goals for the Blue Jackets, what's it going to be like now?
Yeah, it's going to be different for sure. I don't know how that feeling is going to be, but when it comes, I'll tell you.